Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it looked like it came out of like a slingshot, and it would go right where he wanted to. I maintain that the two most impressive guys, I know Mahomes is ridiculous, like I get it, right? But I'm just saying, I think the two most ridiculous guys consistently throwing the football I've seen in my life are Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers. So to put Tua up against them, I think is pretty stupid and also doesn't really benefit him. And I know Trent and like him, and I'm former teammates with Jordan Palmer, who also works with quarterbacks every year. And I got to tell you guys, look, they have to do this. I mean, I'd be the same way, right? I'm not kidding. I'd be the same way, right? But they've told me how many guys are – I mean, like, Jordan Palmer talked to me for 20 minutes about how Christian Hackenberg was the most impressive guy throwing the ball he'd ever seen, right? Christian Hackenberg was – horrendous. And Jordan was like, I'm telling you, Ross, this guy should be the number one. I'm just telling you. Like, I know you're going to say, oh, Ross, Jordan, you're just working with him, but I'm telling you. But then he ends up stinking, right? So, you almost can't even, those guys are in the same category at this point as agents, right? Where you can't really take what they say at face value. And that's cool. That's their game now. That's their business.
It's a very deep wide receiver draft, but when you assess whether it's Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs, maybe some others, who are you most bullish on? Which receiver do you think goes on to have the best career? I know it depends obviously on situation as well, but just in terms of the sheer talent, who do you like best?
Yeah, that is a really tough one. And it is interesting. I feel like that position, as much as any, is so varied, right? Because those three guys are really different. You know, CeeDee Lamb is an incredible football player. You know, I didn't realize that he was like 6'1", 200 pounds until he weighed in and measured that. When you watch Oklahoma, you know, his run after the catch, it seems like he's got two long touchdowns every game. I thought he was more like Hollywood Brown, you know, like 5'10", a buck 80. Like, he's actually a pretty big dude. Henry Ruggs, I love the speed. But there's a reason why he wasn't the number one wide receiver at Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Nick Saban knows everything. I just think that they would have utilized him more than they did if he was that good. And I get the speed. Everybody wants Tyreek Hill, and I understand that. But out of all those guys, I would go with Jerry Jeudy, because I'm a believer, having played 7 years, that at the next level – so much of it is about football intelligence and skill. And when you watch Jerry Jeudy run his routes, he's at a totally different level. And so, you know, if guys might be able to, you know, CeeDee Lamb's not an unbelievable route runner. Ruggs isn't really either. Jerry, like, that never goes out of style. Like, that always, being a great route runner always works. Being super duper fast, nah, there's a lot of super duper fast guys that never did anything. Being like really good running after the catch, there's about a million guys that, like, in college had a million run after the catch, but they didn't really do much. Being a smooth, super silky route runner, that seems like that's always in style.
Yeah, and always will be. How much, you talked about football intelligence, how much football intelligence is involved in what Bill O'Brien is doing right now with the Texans? And Ross, if you were a player, if you're a Texan right now, like with what you've gotten back in some of these trades, now you're bringing in Brandon Cooks, who's got a, I mean, a documented concussion history. You just traded away, you know, best receiver, certainly a top three receiver. What is Bill O'Brien doing, brother?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this last week in my column for The Athletic. People can check it out on my social, at Ross Tucker NFL, because not surprisingly, I retweeted it last night after the Brandon Cooks trade. I mean, I literally wrote last week that I think the guy is the worst GM in NFL history, and then he literally padded his resume last night. It's like he read my article and was like, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's get this. Let's do this. Yeah. I mean, you look at every move. He traded a third round pick for Duke Johnson, like a third down back that had 400 yards rushing and 400 yards receiving. A third round pick.
Yeah,
I mean, the Laremy Tunsil trade, you know, you guys know him well, you know, being in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Two first round picks and a second round pick, and then you don't get the guy signed to a long term deal. So he's got you over the coals to be easily the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history, and you have to do it because of how much you gave up. And he paid Jadeveon Clowney $7 million to play for the Seahawks last year for a third round pick. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yep.
I'm going to come up with a handy flow chart for every NFL team moving forward. Should I do this trade or not is at the top. The next thing is, would Bill O'Brien do it? If so, the answer is no. You should not do the trade. I mean, you said it about the concussion history. The 57th pick, what's hilarious to me, by the way, is he always makes sure the other team throws in like a fourth-round pick like 10 years from now, right, when he won't even be there because Bill O'Brien, the GM, is going to get Bill O'Brien, the head coach, fired. He's like, I'm not doing it. You want Deshaun Watson, Bill Belichick? I'm not doing it without a fourth-rounder in 2026. I am holding firm. Yeah. On that, I mean, it's comical at this point, and I think that there are issues with the players from a standpoint of trust with him now.
Has to be.
But in fairness to him, they brought in Cooks now, right? So, like, you know, some of the guys, here's the thing. A lot of the guys, and I can just tell you this, they're not like us analyzing it, right? Like, They were upset that they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. Now they bring in Brandon Cooks. They're like, okay, do you guys want to know the truth? If I played for the Texans right now,
this is
the honest to God truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy with the Brandon Cooks trade because it means that they're not going to take an offensive lineman in the second round because they just traded that pick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, people don't realize that's how players look at it.
Yeah.
Like, that's one less guy that can maybe take my job. If they take a center guard in the second round, I might be out. Like, I might be off the roster.
That makes sense.
So, you want to trade a second round pick for a wide receiver? Great. Doesn't affect my life. And, okay, so maybe we won't have as good of a team. Well, that's a bummer, but I can't really control that anyway. I'm just trying to make sure I'm on this team or I'm starting at left guard or whatever. So I love the Brandon Cooks trade. Trade every pick we have for dudes at other positions, please, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, man, we appreciate the time. We'll be listening over the next 2 weeks, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay safe down there, guys. See ya.
Yes, sir.
He is Ross Tucker. You can catch the radio.com sports countdown to the NFL draft. You better. It'll be Ross Tucker, Nick Kostas, right here on 92 FM ESPN over the next couple of weeks. Always appreciate Ross Tucker's time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.